Let us return to the bird flu in the United
Okay,
States, and
first of
I
all,
believe you have some story to relate regarding that.
family-wise, I'm very familiar with bird flu. One form of bird flu, which is psittacosis, which is a bird flu, a bird disease, avian disease. During the Second World War, my father was in charge of an army biological warfare facility at Fort Sam Houston in Texas, in San Antonio. And one day, some men came in with a test tube rack full of unlabeled test tubes, which had been acquired by the British 8th Army in Tunisia after they had destroyed what they thought was a German medical outfit. And they didn't know what was in the test tubes. They brought it to my father and they said, "What is this?" And he said, "There's no way I can tell what this is given the technology I have right now. It will take a long time. I have to inject animals. I have to see, look at their organs, do pathology on them to see what, do serological tests." He said, "I don't know what it is." And they said, "Well, we have to know, within a couple of weeks because there's an invasion force, a fleet, en route to North Africa. And oh, by the way, your brother and your wife's brother are both combat doctors aboard the invasion. And if this is biological warfare, we may have to turn the invasion fleet away." So my father thought about it and went home to see my mother, accompanied by this man because, he was aware of an impending operation, strategic operation, put on his formal uniform with cavalry saber because he was a cavalry officer originally, and kissed my mother goodbye, went back to the lab and injected himself. And what he came down with was bird flu. He came down with psittacosis. And it's an uncomfortable disease. It's not, lethal. It's not transmissible to humans. But I mean, he injected himself with it. So,
Unless you work on it in a certain
well,
laboratory in China.
no, wait. My father later did work on weaponizing bird flus and other animal diseases, hoof and mouth disease, for example. I became through him very aware of how to take a disease, an avian disease like bird flu, that's not transmissible to humans normally, and to weaponize it. He did that. So now we have the pandemic du jour that they're saying, well, we have all these bird flus are going, this one particular type of bird flu is going around just slaughtering animals. And one person may have come down with it. It's not clear what happened with that. Well, there's nothing unusual about this because bird flus are pretty much endemic. And you have, these massive facilities with chickens and ducks and turkeys and whatever coming down with these things periodically, but still no transmissibility to humans yet. Well, now they're raising all these scares that there's a possibility that this may develop into a disease that poses a risk to humans because humans aren't prepared for it. Just like SARS, the one they said had morphed into a lethal human disease. Thank you, Anthony Fauci, and his support for research in China that basically weaponized this thing. Okay, the research weaponized it after he denied having done it, but the paper trail shows that he did.
There are emails, explicit emails.
Explicit emails. So here you have the government warning about the possibility of this new pandemic. You have World Health Organization in particular beating the drum on this mightily. And by the way, the United States is now in a position where we have to follow what the World Health Organization says. If they says there's an epidemic, they say it, and they insist on certain coercive practices being done to contain the disease. Well, we have to follow that, don't we now? So,
This is the famous convention or agreement that they are trying to
yeah.
shove down the throats of governments all across the world.
Correct. So here's the scenario that maybe the closer we get to the election, there will be a modified version of this disease, just like the one my father developed, that is highly infectious. Who knows what the lethality will be? Certainly, if it's done properly, it will kill a lot of people that are immune deficient, that have underlying diseases, what have you.
People who could be saved by sufficient and regular dosage of vitamin D, zinc, and hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, well, that's something that they believe was bogus, but trust me, I'm definitely taking my precautions with that. No. So what happens in that case is, we may have a lockdown again. Now, in the northern cities, the blue cities in the United States, they'll probably, like sheep, go along with sheeple, as I call them, go along with this. I saw it in New York. But in the South, well, that's something entirely different. And if the South, if in the red states, the people feel that the election is being stolen by a fraudulent public health scare, I don't know what might happen. I really don't know what might happen at all. The United States is heavily armed. There's been a lot of talk about the probability of a civil war coming out,
There is
because
a movie out about on that theme.
yeah, I saw already a bootleg copy of that, and it's frightening. It's really too realistic. Okay, it's too realistic.
I've heard from someone who viewed it that the individual who portrays the president of the United States seems to have a to have a striking resemblance to a certain gentleman by the name of Donald Trump.
Well, you know what happens to that president?
As I was informed,
I don't want to, no
he was
spoilers,
killed.
no spoilers. So I won't say right now, no
Very well.
spoilers,
All
but it
right.
ain't pretty. I'll tell you that much. It ain't pretty. No. So here you have a situation where we've done the drill with COVID. We've done the drill already. And the governments, if anything, this was a real power grab by the governments around the world. No question. And they've seen that people like sheep will put up with anything. Well, now we have one state in Australia that accidentally released the harmful side effects of the injection, and it shocked the hell out of people. It really shocked the hell out of people.
It was the state
We
of
have
Queensland, I believe.
major German epidemiologists and infectious disease experts working for the German government that addressed the European Parliament and said this was a scandal of monumental proportions. Because if you look at the epidemiology, if you look at the statistics of what happened in Germany, for example, it didn't bear any resemblance at all to what the government was saying at all. You look at what the government, they said to the European Parliament, you look at what the German government was saying at the time, and you look at the actual epidemiological evidence at the time, and it's two different things. Two different things.
Not to mention that an official representative of Pfizer in the European Parliament already, I think 2 years ago,
I saw that. I saw that.
admitted in so many words that they never tested this experimental substance. They never tested it in terms of preventing the spread of the disease. So
Let me.
all the, they never even tested it for this. They couldn't possibly know whether it had any such effect
Correct.
or not. But
I.
all the governments around the world and all the health ministries, etc., were telling everyone that in order to prevent the spread of the disease, you must be inoculated with this substance?
Look, we have a family member, not in Israel, who received a young, beautiful young girl who received four injections. She was athletic, she was healthy, young girl, 18 years old, the whole life in front of her. And now she's living in a basement, a darkened basement, with massive skin infections. Her eyes are losing her hair. She's a recluse. And she went to her doctor. She's gone, went to several doctors, in fact, one of whom was at the Mayo Clinic. And they acknowledged quietly that they felt that it was due to the injection, but they wouldn't put it on paper. And her parents asked each doctor in succession, why not? And they said they were afraid of losing their licenses and being canceled. So for this doctor who just wrote this response to our discussion, you're a medical Nazi, as far as I'm concerned, because one of the most important principles in the Hippocratic Oath, and I come from a family of doctors, is do no harm. And you aren't skilled enough or educated enough or have enough critical thinking to understand that you do not inject somebody with a drug, either against their will, in a trial that has none of the protections that are usually accompanying a trial, or you don't know the exact consequences of that injection. When you have young men and women, healthy young men and women, coming down with myocarditis, when you have hundreds of thousands of women, as in the United States, that have screwed up periods.
Millions.
Hundreds
of millions of them.
Yeah, hundreds of for their reproductive capability. Please, heal thyself.
I myself was approached by two women with precisely such issues for halachic reasons. I was approached. And I know the facts, but we'll have to end on this note with the following quote, which I think is very appropriate to both what we've just discussed now, this medical issue and these medical these dangerous interventions, etc., etc., but also everything else we've discussed. A quote that I came across some time ago by Upton Sinclair. You know who that is. Very good. Some of our listeners might not. They can look it up. Upton Sinclair said as follows: it is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on not understanding it.
Thank you.
I think that's an appropriate note on which to end for today. Yonathan, my friend, it's been a pleasure as usual. We've had quite a wide-ranging and interesting discussion. I hope it will be of benefit to our viewers, and I will end with the following thought: despite everything, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaqir.
Amen.
The God of Israel does not play with dice. He doesn't take chances, and we have to simply know what is right and do the right thing.
Correct.
And Hashem ya'ase atov ba'ino. Hashem will do that which is correct and proper in his eyes.
Amen.
Shalom. Be well.
Shalom.
All the best to you. Shalom u'nisachon. Peace and victory.
Amen.